So much to do.
Merry Christmas, one and all.
So much to do in the new year.
Only
so
four more days till Christmas.
Much to do.
And we're excited to have you here on the Christmas edition of the Second Funniest Podcast.
We recorded this beforehand. Yep. We're not sure when we're going to be able to get this out.
Yep.
But we hope you guys...
Christmas 2008.
Yeah, snow's around the bend. Santa Claus is prepping his reindeer.
It'll be good.
The elves are all in a frenzy.
What do you think 2009 is going to hold?
I think in 2009, I think this podcast is going to really do some great things.
A million listeners.
Yeah,
a million
right? Listeners. I'm excited about the guests.
And you can't share.
Well, I think it's because I'm excited of the comedy that's coming.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, this is us just trying it out. We're going to just hopefully this whole thing will work.
Maybe someday we'll air this one.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah. I mean, maybe this is like a bonus feature. We wait and see.
Because,
I mean, we don't even know how long. I'm excited because we at least have Justin and Summer lined up.
Yeah, they're coming.
Those are coming. Coming. They're going to be guests.
Yep.
I'm sure we could probably get Natalie in on this
She's
thing.
She's pretty close.
If not, we can get a Darren Carter a couple times.
That'd be good.
Probably not more than that.
Maybe my roommate once.
Maybe.
Another
yeah.
Darren.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean,
that'd be
I don't
great.
Know.
So I'm guests just, will be fun. What oh. else does 2009 have in store for us?
Just,
what do you see
let's
in
see.
The future?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly hope that my son continues to grow.
That would be best.
I'd like for him to, you know, I just hope he doesn't interrupt the show. I'm sure he won't. I'm sure Natalie will cause him to.
Yeah, probably.
Natalie
will probably interrupt the show.
Yeah.
You know, no, I think she'll be respectful of the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. I think of all the people in your life, she would probably be the one to get this the most.
You're right. You know, I'm being unfair.
Yeah.
I'm being unfair to Natalie.
Yeah.
And in 2009, she's grown.
Yeah.
She's a grown-up. She's a mom now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's going to be like, you know what? They're trying to make something happen.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Make some magic. I'm going to just let it happen. I'm going to do whatever I can to not be in the way or distracting. Because I think that she would, you know, I don't know. I know she doesn't understand the mechanics of audio or anything.
Or how it works or what sound is.
Exactly.
Or how to blink. These are things that are just beyond her.
So she would know, though, that if she did chime in, that people couldn't hear her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think
like she wouldn't
honest.
Be so stupid.
Where
as
is
just,
she right now in the year 2008?
2008 right now. She's in the other room, being quiet.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's. Oh, I'm so excited.
It's good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to building a giant ark and storing all of man's.
Wait, hold on. There's another flood coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody.
Flood of knowledge.
A flood of knowledge. So it's like the information superhighway comes and your arc is going to exist on the internet. You're going to save all of the information.
Yeah.
I feel like that has to be, there has to be some kind of hard copy.
Well,
I feel
it's true because I just saw that ridiculously amazing good movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Came
out. I think it's going to get great reviews.
Yes.
That was kind of the premise.
Do you know what other movie was great this year? Was The Day Before Yesterday. Day After Tomorrow?
Day After Tomorrow. This year? I feel like that was a few years ago.
Maybe. I don't know. They all run together.
It's all, especially in 2008.
Oh, gosh. It's an even year. You know, there's Olympics coming, I'm sure. Maybe they happened. But I just feel like that director, I think he peaked with it. I mean, how are you going to make another disaster movie?
Yeah, better than that.
Better than that.
Yeah.
I mean, the world ended once. You can't do that again, right? You already tore it up with global warming. Warming. I mean, what's he going to do next? Is he going to, go with, I don't know, Nostradamus? Or, you know what I mean? Like, he's just going to play out every end of the world theory, you know, go with that. What is that? That's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
And the Mayans, the 2012 thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, how's that going to work?
That would be
you know
a
what
terrible
mean?
Movie.
But, I mean, it's not a sequel.
You know
it's
Hollywood has jumped the shark when they make the end of the world 2012 into a film. I will leave Hollywood if that
You
movie,
will?
Yeah.
If that happens?
If that movie is made before the end of
you
this
know
decade.
What? We're safe. It's never going to go
it's
down.
It's never going
to
happen.
That can never. You can't. How is it that they could get the same guy to make, you need a guy who is good at making the world end?
Yeah.
I got it.
There it is.
I got it covered.
Wasn't that in that movie we just saw? One with the people in Vietnam and the comedy.
Tropical Thunder?
Yeah, see, I think he should be nominated for
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, he should win Best Supporting Actor.
Either him
or the guy that played Batman.
Yeah, no, you know who I think? I think you go Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
That's who I think
not
you
the
go.
Guy that played Batman.
You meant Joker.
No.
No?
The Riddler.
Was the Riddler? The Riddler? I don't think he was in that.
Yeah, they'll probably do that in 2011.
Oh,
so.
2011. What about 2010? That's going to be crazy. Did you think you would make it to 2010?
Yes.
You did?
I assumed I would live that
long. Call me a pessimist, but I thought that...
You thought I was not going to make it to the year 2010? Well, we'll see when we get there. I have a whole year.
Almost two, really.
I mean, a year and... What day is this?
This is December 9th, 2008. So, what is Santa going to get you for Christmas?
Oh, probably singleness. Probably a steaming coal lump of solitude.
You're saying the 2008 Christmas is going to be just a lump of you being you.
Hot boiling cup of nothing. Just a stew of
vacuum. He's not going to drop off a vagina and say happy Christmas?
I would be afraid of that Santa.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That Santa, my mom was that Santa.
Yeah.
So I think that would be okay.
What does that mean?
No, we'll have her on the show. You'll understand.
I think that'd be great.
That'd be great, right? If it worked out to where she could be on the show next year, that'd be awesome.
Dad. Yeah, but not at the
not
same
my dad.
Time.
I don't think my dad would be fun at all. That'd probably be a horrible episode.
I don't want to listen
to him talking. Going to he,
if it'd be my, like a bit that went on for too long.
For that's, too long. That would be like my father.
How long has this podcast gone so far?
This is only 7 minutes.
It'd be like 7 minutes of the same joke. That's what having your dad on in 2009 would be.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
If my dad did it, it would be 7 minutes of the same joke. It would be stuff like, I grew up on a farm. I'm a cowboy.
Your grandfather used to bale hay. And
I don't even know what he would talk about.
Tree houses out of planks of wood.
But a good bit that goes on for what some may say too long is a bit that has repeated tags. There's multiple. It's like, what are they going to come up with next? You know what I mean? That's a good idea.
And then a bit that is referential to itself a bit.
Oh, that's
also funny.
That's almost like, that's paradoxical.
I know my mind is not clear. Man, 2009's gonna rock.
Oh, we're getting good at this. This is out of the box. This is the
second
first one.
It's like we've done 52 of these.
Oh, I know.
Something.
Well, I mean, probably 49.
But yeah,
I feel like
count.
49 because I mean, the last three, they probably don't count.
There's some of them in there.
Because I feel like if we make it through all the next year and we do a week, a show of every week, and that works out. I just feel like the last three, we'd probably phone in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I just feel like we'd be like, we did it. Mountain climbed.
Yeah.
Flag planted.
Yeah.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Let's move on to something next. Let's go video. Maybe that's what we do in 2010.
Vodcast. Coined that term.
Vodcast?
It hasn't been invented yet in 2008.
Good. Oh, good thing.
Vodcast.
I hope they don't do video podcasts. That's going to be disappointing if they beat us to that punch.
Yeah.
They will know what we'll look like. Yeah, because we were going to stick with that plan of doing pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do pictures
of
ourselves.
We'll never give up on that.
No, that's because that's what's...
Look on your screen right now. There's a picture of something.
Yeah.
There's a picture of, the name of the podcast, probably, or a picture of an iPod.
Because that's what's going to separate us from the other podcasts, is we're going to have pictures of things that are happening throughout the show. So it's kind of like
a really slow slideshow.
Yeah. We're taking advancements in technology and we're going retro with them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? We're turning it into a PowerPoint.
Mm. That's like all the Lego video games that they do. They're like, you know what'll keep our bit resolution low? Something that looks like a Lego.
That makes me angry how they're able to steal all of these ideas, they do Lego Star Wars, they do Lego Indiana Jones,
Will someday.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would imagine is going to, the only thing I think where you have to draw, it's like, there's got to be some point where they can't, like Lego Rock Band, that can't happen. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure that'll happen. That'll
really?
Be sweet. Well, I mean, I knew that the video gamers were more clever than I was when I saw that stupid Viva Pinata game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that game is brilliant because it's just the low pixel resolution, but it looks amazing because of the shape of the creatures are meant to look all pixelated.
This is that arcade game that you could buy on Xbox Live.
No, that's the game that Christian loves, Viva Pinata. It's essentially like Sim City or The Sims, but with a garden of these dancing pinata worms. Let's get Christian on something.
Oh, we got to get Christian and Evelyn on the show.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
That'd be great. We could talk to them about video games.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd.
Nothing else.
Nothing but video games.
Yeah. Maybe they could get us on Yahoo or something. Maybe we can do a yodel or whatever they call it.
A yugle?
A yugle?
that's
unfair. No, that's poor marketing. You call it yugle. That rhymes with Google. Isn't that their competition? I wonder if they hate Google. You think they hate Google?
Well, I don't know.
They probably use
it secretly.
Probably
not. They probably worked it. If they ever produced a phone. Well, because Yahoo is connected to AT&T, which is also...
The iPhone?
Yeah, the iPhone. So that's on the Apple side. So yeah. I don't know if Google would ever team up with Microsoft just to balance things out.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Make some sort of robotic phone.
Yeah.
An Android phone.
What should we, what do you think, what do you think in 09 is going to be super cool and popular? Mm. Like, what kind of, is there going to be a cool toy? Is there going to be a cool thing that everybody's going to start doing? You know, because here's what I feel like. I feel like Rock Band was awesome,
yeah.
right? And it's kind of played out, you
yeah,
know what
I'm
I mean?
Tired of it. Yeah.
So there's no way that they're, you know, it's like, what are they going to do? They're going to get together because they're starting to do like Rock Band with this people and that people, you know what I mean? How does that happen?
Yeah.
That's like, you're done. You're done. There's no way that you're going to pick one singular band that is going to take your video game and make it something that everybody's going to do at a
yeah,
party
like
again.
Yeah, the Monkees, the video game. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The Beatles.
Well, I think with Barack now going to be president
yeah.
officially in a month, I think what'll be really popular will be black people.
Really?
That'll be the
but not to
thing.
Have one,
because yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
going to go backwards.
So I think we'll see all black people become really huge, like Michael Jackson.
Oh, he's
going to
have a big
movie.
Year.
Yeah.
He's going to have...
That'll be pretty huge.
Oh man, something tells me that guy's gonna be in the news a lot.
I think so. Well, we haven't seen much from him lately,
but do you think it kind of hurts him though that he tried so hard to be white and then he's black?
You want your black, you can never go back.
You know what,
look at Tiger Woods.
Obama. Oh, my four month old son just said water.
That's amazing.
Holy crap.
This is a miracle. She's
oh,
gone.
Wow.
Okay, don't ruin the illusion, woman.
You know what? Let's next year she won't interrupt.
Yeah, never.
Next year.
That was the one time fluke. Not at all practiced or rehearsed.
But I just feel like going back to the Michael Jackson thing, I feel like with Obama being in the office now, like he's going to be coming in, I just feel like it's too soon. I feel like it's too soon to be like commenting on Michael Jackson.
Oh no.
You don't think so? You
well,
think
like
enough
said,
time
like,
has
Tiger
passed?
Tiger Woods is a reputable black man within
That's true.
That within American culture. Nothing
That's
he's,
true.
He's paving the way for a good American black man.
Talk about a guy yeah. who really is like he's going anti the stereotype in yeah. a lot of ways, you know, Barack. And maybe it sounds racist, mm-hmm. but you know, there is that stereotype of they're all ghetto. It's like I got so many bitches and hoes in
right,
every
right.
area
like
code.
Kanye West. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that guy's pretty funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Pretty much everything he does.
You know what I think is cool about Kanye West is he is, I mean, yes, he's anti-George Bush, and mm-hmm. we know that, but yeah. I just feel like, you know who he's pro? He's pro music community. He's
yeah.
pro up-and-coming artist. He's mm-hmm. pro, like,
yeah,
he's
true.
Very supportive of the, I mean, yes, he gets angry occasionally when he's won, he feels like he should have won an award, but he's not the kind of guy that
what,
is going to.
What are you basing that on?
Huh?
What have you seen him act out like that in the year 2008?
He got angry when he made some kind of statement, I think, at some MTV awards that he should have won an award, and he's like, you know what, I come here, and I perform, and I create the best music.
I feel like
he's getting to the end of that rope. I
yeah.
feel like in 09 he's probably going to turn a new leaf and he's going to be like, you know what, I'm going to be supportive. Maybe he goes after not just, you know, R&B artists, but he's supportive of pop
yeah.
artists as well. Maybe some people who, you know, in the country world.
Totally.
Maybe that's what he does.
It'll be weird, too, because, like, Jay Leno won't have a show anymore.
Oh,
so
I didn't even
strange.
Think of that.
Yeah. For,
oh, man.
For people like Kanye West to have a forum to talk.
He's just going
to
be off the air. Jay Leno is going to be gone.
No, I'm going to miss him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'll do at 10. I mean, 11.
I think last minute they're going to yeah. pull the rug under our feet and they're going to give Conan the 40 mil and
really?
Say, Byron Condias, O'Brien,
really?
We got a good thing going with this Jay Leno thing. There's no way we can hang on to him.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
way we can make it work. You know what I mean? Well, unless like we do like your little slip up. What if
yeah.
they secretly plan to keep Jay Leno? Mm-hmm. He stays on at 10.
You can't. That's when the news is. No one would watch that.
Oh,
that's how all the local affiliates make their money.
But maybe that's the thing. Maybe people are tired of hearing. I mean, we follow TMZ and things like
yeah.
that. We're more interested in what celebrities are doing.
TMZ never ever revealed any important information first.
That's true.
Like.
That's
never.
True.
Like the death of a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
It would never be the first
They would
one.
Be like... Can you imagine a world where TMZ is
yeah.
the thing that news like reports are quoting that
right,
they're like
yeah.
we found out from TMZ, you know what I mean?
It makes me sick just thinking about it.
Oh, that would just be insane. You know who I think also may have a good resurgence? Brittany Murphy. That would be incredible. You don't remember Brittany Murphy?
No.
She's a girl who was in Girl Interrupted. She did that movie with Ashton Kutcher. She had another movie that wasn't with Ashton Kutcher called, I think, Little Black Book with another.
Yeah,
she did
remember.
A few romantic comedies. And she just seems like a down-to-earth girl who's got it together. Mm. You know, she's not interested in being a part of the big celebrity scene.
Maybe that's why I don't know her.
Yeah.
I pay very close attention to those
yeah.
things.
Yeah, you do. You do. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
Well, I'm looking forward to the new year, 2009.
Yeah, yeah,
it's going to be good.
Be great.
It's going to be a great new year in the news.
It's going to be so fantastic.
How long have we been doing this podcast?
15 minutes.
That's awesome. Do we have any Skype? Oh, maybe we should just end it here.
Maybe we should have, that would be great if we could have some kind of, I mean, I don't know who we gave this to, but we can see. I mean, I have a Skype account. I don't know who would call me wanting to talk to the show. So let's just take a
Feliz
listen.
Feliz Navidad, motherfuckers. I meant to make that call last night that I was dizzy with video game. I really wasn't busy, but I forgot. But I want to say Feliz Navidad. Y prospero año. Y felicidad. Because I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom. Well, the old drink of Betty J. Dodd Tart. But you're doing well. Adios.
J Dubs is Jordan Rosa.
That's great. Yeah. You know who would be? He would be great. Speaking of drinking, buddy, what if we had him on like St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, that'd be fun. Or the Super Bowl.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo. We got to get him on Cinco de Mayo this year or coming year.
Yeah, that's upcoming.
Because I didn't know he knew that much Spanish.
Only when he's drunk, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he got on the podcast, though, if the three of us were on here, I bet we would be unintelligible for about 10 minutes and just be a screaming.
Really?
We'd be so filled with tequila.
No, here's what I think would go down. I think that he comes in and like he understands that you and I got a chemistry.
Yeah.
We got a vibe going. Mm-hmm. We got a show. He's just going to sit here and listen to us and then wait for
the
moments to jump in.
But I could see it. Yeah. All right.
You know, everybody's going to turn over a new leaf in 09, in my opinion. Everybody's different.
It's a whole new year.
I wonder what's going on with me in my head that all of a sudden people are unrealistically behaving differently than the way they have for their entire lives.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is, but somehow...
It's the leaf you're turning over in the year 2009.
Somebody also got a hold of this phone number that I didn't even know I had here on Skype. I didn't know...
Let's listen to that.
I didn't know it was here.
Should old acquaintance be forgot, but not you. You're fucking old acquaintances, but you're fucking awesome. And you know what? Happy New Year, buttholes. Happy fucking New Year from your old drinking buddy, J-Dobbs. Fucking. Yay!
If I'm not mistaken, he's trying to invent himself a nickname. I want to be drinking buddy J.
Well, that's why I think we go with it. We put him on the drinking shows. Like, right. Whatever. If we were to do a drinking show, it would probably be on St. Patrick's Day, Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
Maybe one other one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Independence Day, something like that.
Thanksgiving. I drink heavily on Thanksgiving. It's a big holiday in my family. You should know, Thanksgiving 2008. Oh, I was smashed.
That's good. You know, we should probably hold off on this episode here a little bit longer, too, because we don't know if we're going to be explicit. And he said a lot of
F-bombs.
Oh, yeah, we won't.
Let's not air this one for at least a year.
A year, you think? That might be too long?
I don't know.
We probably won't
do this ever again. I'm surprised I came tonight to do it. If we ever do this again, I will eat my own glove.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I almost passed out on that cough. There was a lot of blood rushing my head. In fact, I totally forgot what I was going to say. You know what we do?
Hmm.
How are we going to make it through? Like, so you're saying we hold on to this for a year, right? And then we re-air it like a time capsule.
Yeah.
So, like, it would be cool because, like, everything that we just said is, like, what we think is going to happen in 09.
Right.
And then we could go back and listen to it and be like, what was that like?
Yeah.
How did that go?
Yeah, and if that episode ever got deleted, we'd have to re-record it.
that would be smart. What if we waited until, just hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening. I don't have a choice. I have two headphones in my ear with you talking into a
you
mic on
leave.
The other end. That's
you
true. I bet I would still hear you.
What if we waited until 2010 and then we record it, right?
Yeah.
And then we... put it out and we make ourselves sound like we're smart, like we just predicted everything.
Or we'd record it in 2010 and play it in 2008, right, this year, and then we are smart
because we invented a time machine.
I think so. Hold on, I haven't quite thought this one out yet. Do you have any more Skypies?
Hey, you don't know, we're out of Skypies. Maybe we do, let me see. I just don't know how people got all this this phone number here.
Skypeland.
This is unknown.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy. haven't talked to you guys in a while or called in or wrote in. Just wanted to say, really loved the last episode where it was just you and Kevin. Pretty awesome.
I laughed a lot. That was a good episode.
And it made me happy. That's all I can think of. So have fun. Okay, bye.
He's clearly referring to our first episode.
Holy shitballs. Yeah. Speaking of time machine. Yeah. This son of a bitch evidently has one, talking about previous episodes to this one.
Well, that would be, he's listened to the one. He liked the last one that we did where it was just you and me.
Just you and I.
Yeah, that was episode one. Remember how we did that last week?
Maybe we should do all of the episodes, just you and I.
I think that would be best.
Those would probably be the better ones.
Don't put anybody else on this stupid show.
Speaking of, you know, you and I for 09, here's what I hope doesn't happen to me. I hope that I hope I stay true to who I am and I don't become some hippie, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like start getting like, I don't know, you know, like there's this whole green movement with Priuses and shit like that, you know. I just don't want
to
be into that.
That out.
Oh, yeah. We'll just wait. Okay. I mean, maybe we'll change our mind. We'll see. Here's what we'll do. We'll see what happens in 09. Maybe we go explicit. Because here's what I think. I mean, I think with the guest, Natalie, right out of the box, no way she could stay clean.
No way.
No, not for a full hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, we will do at least an hour and a half in every episode, maybe 2 hours.
People will love it.
Yeah, they'll be very excited for 2 hours.
You know who's going to love it the most? Christian.
Yeah.
Christian is going to be like, yes, an hour and a half. That's going to be awesome.
Total podcast.
He's going to especially love doing an hour and a half when he's on the show.
That's going to be great if we ever get him.
It's going to be outstanding.
You know, I think if you do become a hippie in the new year, I think you should start going to therapy. Just throwing that out.
Really?
Wow.
I can't go to therapy.
Yeah, I think maybe you should.
Really?
Yeah, you're
You think I should?
You're punching the cat right now.
I'll tell you what. If I go to therapy, I'll eat your other fucking glove. That's what I'll do.
I have.
Huh?
We're not talking about my baseball glove anymore, are we?
Oh, I thought you were talking about driving gloves. Like, I don't know why you have driving gloves.
Yeah, I mean, I have a glove box. That's where I keep them.
That's a good point.
I have to drive with my...
Do you think it was only put there for the gloves?
That's what it was for. It was your driving gloves, yeah.
That's a big space.
Well, they were smaller gloves back then. I mean, big gloves.
Yeah.
They wore, it's actually
baseball
the,
gloves.
They the would... steering column was in there. He took that out and set it on. And it had gloves in the steering wheel and just sort of slid your hands inside. And it was their first VR. They're like, whoa.
They invented it. Like this time machine that Jeremy Schutz has. You know, Jeremy Schutz probably, honestly, he probably won't be interested in this show.
Probably not.
Yeah.
He'll be too busy Wikipedia-ing.
Oh, yeah, he's way into that.
Yeah.
I wonder who, like, here's the thing. Like, the show is going to start off being... people that we know are going to start listening to the show. This is where I imagine it would go.
And then celebrities and then models.
And then models,
in
you
that
think?
Order, yeah.
So not models who happen to be celebrities because they would already be listening.
Unfamous celebrities.
Looking for the kind of man that they want to sleep with.
Yeah.
That's the audience. That's the demo that we're going for. That's what we want.
I want a man that doesn't look good but sounds good.
Our plan in 09 is to come up with a show that unbelievable women who are so attractive, people want to give them money to be attractive, want to listen to the show with the sole intent of going, what kind of guys, what kind of personality am I looking for? That I want to sleep with.
Yeah, that's 2009.
That's a good, because there's not a niche for that.
But you're married, and you will not get unmarried in the year 2009.
That doesn't, just because I'm married, doesn't mean that I don't want to not be desired.
That was a lot of words.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
I'm not even sure if I use those negatives right. Holy crap.
My dad's
calling me. He must want to be on the show already.
Wow. Take a number.
Yeah, exactly. That would be cool. Speaking of phones, I wish I could get an iPhone in 09.
Maybe.
No.
If you're good, say no.
I signed this contract with Verizon. I got a BlackBerry.
Oh.
But it's not syncing well with my computer, so Natalie will probably...
I'll never own an Apple device.
Ever?
Never. Not even like an iPod. Never.
Come on.
No.
Not even an iPod. I bet if they don't come out with a phone that's trying to be an iPhone in 09, you'll have an iPhone. That's what I foresee.
I can never go back to AT&T, and that's the God's honest truth.
Time travel or not?
Time travel or not.
Never go back to AT&T.
I can't imagine. Maybe in 2011. I don't know.
Well, if I end up going, I'll let you know how it is. I would imagine by the time 2010 rolls around, yeah, right?
A full year from now.
Yeah, they're going to have already fixed all the things on AT&T's end. They're going to be like, we have the iPhone. Now, if we make the service perfect, where there are more bars in more places, I'm just throwing that out there.
I think I've heard that phrase.
Really?
Yeah.
Then maybe they stole it from my head right now. But there are more bars in more places, then they could get a guy like Owen Wilson or something like that to talk about how, look how amazing we are. We've got perfect coverage all over the country.
Yeah, I don't know. I still think that they would have terrible customer service.
Terrible?
Yeah.
Terrible?
No matter what they did.
Mm. But they got the iPhone. Well, it's iPhone. You know what we won't need in 09? A compressor.
Never.
It doesn't matter if people don't hear that mumbling.
No, no, no.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they don't hear Natalie. I just don't want some... here's the thing. Like, I don't know. I just imagine some bald jackass. Like, listener, you know what I mean? Like, he's got to be bald at some point, play a musical instrument because he's like, I understand audio.
Like Moby?
Yes. If he looked like Moby.
Or like a horn guy. Yeah. Like a horn guy.
Honestly, though, I think if he looked like Moby, then I feel like I could take him in a fight. But if he was, like, a little bit more physically fit and...
Like, probably a black belt.
I know this sounds crazy. He has a black belt in your head?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe two.
I was not aware. The guy in my head didn't have a black belt.
Got it.
You know what? I will be outrageously angry at him anyway, regardless of his black belt. And the only thing that will endear me to him is if, I know I'm being crazy specific, if he had an interesting four-year-old who had, like, some skewed perspective. And the odds of that happening, where she would say things like, if you know, she's 8 years old, and she's like, if I had a superpower, I would want three of them, and I want to be able to read, to spell, and to shoot fire from my feet or something.
Hey, what 8-year-old can't read and spell?
That's a good point. Maybe I go back. Maybe I go 4 years.
Okay,
yeah, maybe 4 years because she's just learning to read and spell, so it's kind of challenging to her.
From the feet. You've done some improv, my friend. That's quite a specifically random thing to
do. Well, that's where the comedy comes from, Kevin. Yeah. The comedy comes from being very specific in specific ways. Like,
got it.
As specific
in a way that only like three people understand what you're talking about.
That's true. I did not think that part through. So the only way that this would be funny is if everybody knew that the bald guy that I was talking about was Moby and had a daughter. Like, they would have to know that all that would be real if we're talking about that now. And it's hard for them to do that because I'm talking about somebody that I haven't even met.
I hope that this doesn't continue in the new year where you forget that we have microphones in front of us and we're talking on a podcast.
No.
I don't think that would be a trend.
Kevin, this was my idea.
Yeah.
I'm focused in on it. It's an audio.
I think you stole it from the Never Not Funny podcast.
Well, yeah.
I probably won't figure that out for a few more months.
I didn't steal it. I didn't steal the
format.
I don't think I did. Did I? You think I am?
I don't know. I mean, never listened to
I'll
it.
Start right now.
Maybe there's 2009. You'll tell me more about.
There's just two of us.
That's true.
So there's at least three people. I mean, when Never Not Funny start off, they start off with three people.
Oh, got
That's
it.
How they started off.
We should get Natalie in here.
Yeah. No.
Dealing with the format.
You know what? Honestly, like between you and me,
yeah,
I would love Natalie to be a part of this show. I think that she would bring something new to the table.
Yeah.
I think that it would be interesting.
Thank you.
I think it's amazing that Jacob is able to walk around at 4 months old.
I know
and
you
bring
should
your shoes
get her in the newspaper.
He needs her? Needs to be an athlete of some kind. He's an overachiever.
For those who can't tell, the 4 month old Jacob is walking around the room and he wants his father to pick him up.
You want to be on the show? This will be the first time.
Natalie, what are your anticipations in the year 2009? As it is.
Here it comes.
I think I'm getting.
Hold on. I got to turn her up.
For God's sakes, haven't you learned yet to turn me on?
No, it's our first episode.
Oh, the second episode.
Yeah. I think I'm going to interject a lot.
I was saying you weren't
going to
do that.
You guys are going to get annoyed with me, but the fans are going to love my input. That's what I foresee.
I think
really?
The fans will love you, but they won't love your input.
I want you to be a part
anymore.
Of this.
They'll love my input. Are you kidding?
I want you to be a part of the show.
Uh-huh.
I want you to comment. I want you to feel like you could walk in here at any time and just contribute.
Well, good. I'll remember you said that.
Did you hear that? I think he just said dada.
No, that was water.
Was it? 4 months old and he's saying water.
Say dad. Say dad.
Yeah,
he's 4 months.
Now he's
going to be shy. Yeah,
he can't really talk, man. That's what parents do. At 4 months old, we take whatever goo goo gaga noise they make, and we make it sound like it's a real word.
That's what we do. Earlier today when you recited the Constitution.
I was like, come on. That sounded like we the people.
We the people. We the people. We the people. We the people.
Say we the people.
We the people.
No? He says no. He understands how to say no.
We the
already.
People. We the people. We the people. It for those of you who can't see Jacob, he's being very adorable and humming to us.
You gonna talk or are you just gonna grunt? What are you gonna say? You have to have stuff to say. We're having dead air here. People I mean, we don't know who's gonna listen to this. We're, at most it's probably what? No, you stop.
If you'd like to make a call.
Ah. Talk. Say la 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 la. Okay, there we go.
Okay, that
go
was great. And
that was Jacob, my 4-month-old son.
Yay! In the year 2000.
That was good times. That was fun. Well, you know,
now
I feel.
Now let's hear the dog talk, huh?
Oh.
More dead air.
Well, you know what? I think to start off, that's a good half hour to be just in the box, you know. So I think that's
good.
We gonna
end it? That would
I
be
think
great.
So. I think we wrap it up at a half hour.
All right.
We decide if we want to air this later on. Yeah. I mean, again, any last predictions for 09?
I think I will go to Korea or India.
Some kind of distant country.
Yeah,
you have
two.
A plan to go there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it an objective or you just feel like it's going to happen?
I think it's just going to happen. Maybe somewhere in October 3rd through the 19th. Somewhere in that
Let's
range.
See. What would be a good prediction for me in the new year? Oh, that's hurtful. Now I know what you can't. Nobody can hear you. Nobody can hear you.
What did you
get back on the microphone?
Best.
Nobody even heard that.
She said that I would have good luck with women
in the new year.
In the end of 2009.
In 09.
So I have a full another year of solitude. Thanks a lot.
I'm sure it won't be complete solitude. I'm sure that you'll have relationships where afterwards you would have preferred solitude.
Let's find out.
That's my prediction for 09.
Goodbye, time capsule.
Bye. We need a sign off. See you later.
Okay, thanks for listening, y'all. Oh, there it is.
So they're all open.
Oh, wow. That was amazing.
Right? This is great.
We nailed some serious stuff there a year ago today.
We almost didn't air that. We almost were like, you know.
I forgot about it until just before we hit record.
And how funny was it, that part at the end when Natalie's like, you know, maybe it's better if I'm not hurt. It's like, what, really? After a year later, she finally gets it when she knew it the whole time.
Yeah. Right then. Why do you talk all the time, Natalie? Yeah, she's busy rocking.
Yeah, now she's trying to put the key. Did she just go hooty hoo?
I think she said screw you.
No, screw me. Oh, my wish. Yeah. Wow, and that Michael Jackson stuff, that's rough.
That's a little creepy.
Who would have saw that coming?
I didn't.
You mean
I wouldn't have believed it if TMZ revealed it.
That's crazy. Yeah. That
who
they
was
would
the
be
Moby guy you're talking about?
You know what? I don't know, but I feel like, because everybody's going to interpret that differently.
Yeah.
I feel like it was, and tell me if I'm wrong, because I feel like there's a lot of similarities. Mm. That guy, Joseph Barkley, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah,
he goes to your church. Isn't he a bass player or
he's
something?
He's a lead pastor.
He's a lead pastor who also plays the bass, though, because I said he was a musician.
I don't think he plays the bass.
No, like a guitar, though.
He plays guitar, yeah.
Okay, come on. It's two.
He's the lead. He's a founder of the church.
He's a founder of the church? Like, he just... Well, hold on. He's not Lewis and Clark. Hold on. Maybe you're getting a little...
And 9 other people, including his wife, founded the church.
Started it.
Several times.
With me?
Yes.
Oh. It's like I'm back a year ago, and I don't even remember this.
Wow. See what happens when we listen to... Time capsuling podcast.
You get all mixed up. You don't even
now
know.
Now I want to do that for 2010. Can
really?
We, yeah. Can we make predictions?
Yeah, let's do it. Of what's going to happen this year?
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be
Something tells me it's not going to be as good.
No, it'll be great.
Really? You think it'll be better?
Start us off. Let's get some music intro. Pick a song that comes out in the year 2010.
I don't know. I don't know of any songs that I would have to make it up.
All right.
Is this going to be a mumbling song in
2010.
Yeah, they're going to have like a 2010 version of Party Like It's 1999.
Gonna party like it's 2011. Hit me when I'm Kevin, because it's 2011.
Are you stealing from Cyndi Lauper? Are you
a little bit?
And a little bit.
All right, here we are on the third funniest podcast.
Yeah.
In the December of 2010.
We did not see this coming, but in 2010 they added another funny podcast.
And we got bumped out.
And we immediately, here's the thing, there are only three.
Yeah.
Now.
And it's Justin's Daddy and Me podcast. And the one he does with the Ecological Society.
Yeah.
You're in the top three funniest podcasts.
But this is my love. This is number three in the program, but number one in my heart.
We've been doing it for 2 years now, so it's pretty good.
Yeah. It's solid.
This is awesome.
Can we count that 08 episode as 2 years, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Well, because we started it in the winter of 08.
Yeah.
And then
now it's the winter of
December of 08, and it's the December of 2010.
Wait, it's the December of 2010?
Yeah, it's December... it's December 29th, 2010. A year in retrospective. No?
I know I'm being horrible right now, but it is impossible for me to wrap my mind around what is going on
now. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. We didn't... We didn't jump time again. Got it. We're just making predictions. I forgot there was no more.
Now I am a jackass. I am a jackass because I was like, wait, does he really think that? Because I felt like it does kind of make sense because the math in my head was like, I guess it has been 2 years if you count December. And then when you said December 2010, that's what put an equal sign in there. And I'm like, this does not equate. This is not, six is not equal to seven. That's impossible. Like, that's what it did, and it shut me down.
Predictions for the year 2010. What's going to happen this year?
I predict that my wife will lose her attachment to the idea of having a second child.
You think? See, I was going to predict the other way, that you will have a child this year.
I think
she will get pregnant by
the end of 2010.
By the end of 2010 is where my money is.
Oh, I'm getting emails. This is also representative of 2008, where I'm getting emails and the sounds are playing.
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
No.
Good. Well, people will. I know that. Let's see.
People will.
What else?
We will have, on the podcast, mm-hmm. we will have one ridiculously huge guest this year. Like somebody, this isn't a goal. I'm saying this is going to happen.
It's going to happen.
You're going to meet somebody on the road.
And I'm going to be like, let's make this happen.
It's going to be a big name. Like somebody that will mean
that
a lot.
Everybody, like.
Not just in comedy circles, but.
Everybody in America
like
would
Ray
know.
Ray Romano, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, a name like that.
I could just call him. I didn't know he was big enough.
Ray Romano?
I should have called him in 08. I didn't even think about it.
Do you have Ray Romano's name?
Yeah.
Let's go back. I had his phone number. Why have you not called him?
I don't want to seem needy. Okay. I just felt like we had a good thing going. Do you think he could have brought that much better to what we've done so far?
Yes.
Oh.
It's Ray Romano. I know who he is. Half the time you guys talk about comedians and I have to store it and I'm like, okay, look that guy up later. I know Ray. He had a TV show for a decade.
I wonder how many people think that whenever I talk about comics that they're like, I have no idea who this guy is.
Oh, most people.
Really?
I mean, if they're like me, and I don't think many people track comedians.
No.
I don't know. I think it's like
I don't
music.
Really. There are a lot of people that comics will mention that I don't know who it is, but yeah.
I think it's like, it's a genre of music in a way of like, I know a lot of hip-hop artists, I know a lot of comedians, but I may not know a lot of R&B
artists.
But
if I said, who's Conway Twitty?
Funny or band? I don't know. Anyway, 2010, what else is happening?
What else is going to happen for me? I think that in 2010, I'll get another TV appearance.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'll happen.
Yeah.
If not, then I could probably also add to my predictions that I'll jump off a building.
Please don't make that prediction.
So, it's on you, television world.
Don't do that.
Do you want another up-and-coming comedic star?
This is not going
to
be funny when I play this at your eulogy. Please don't. Please don't.
It'll be a little funny. Like, man, he called it. Man, that's Justin.
Tears.
Classic Justin.
Now I'm going to do a podcast with me and Justin. Hey, Justin, how was the road?
You're gonna you're gonna Weekend at Bernie's me if I die this year. You're gonna just keep my corpse.
That's it. There will be another Weekend at Bernie's movie this year.
That would be awesome.
That would be great.
Why aren't they remaking good movies? Yeah. I feel like the movies that they're remaking are
like
movies,
Titanic. They should remake that.
Like good to remake is what I'm saying. Like I feel like the movies that they're remaking were movies that, hey, that was a pretty good movie. We don't need to see that again. You know what I mean? That's what I think. Mm. Although I do agree with the Halloween movies. I think that they're making those a little scarier because they're a little more up to date. I'm sure that there are a lot of horror fans who will disagree with me on that. But I don't know.
Well, that's a good movie that they can remake this year that will come out and bomb. Amelia Earhart. Oh, wait, that was this year, right?
You're thinking of Night at the Museum 2?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Is there another Night at Museum 3 coming up?
No, not as far as I know.
On IMDb. But who's going to win the Oscars this
Ooh.
Year? What's the winning picture without even nominations coming out?
Yeah, exactly. I think that it's got to be Inglourious Basterds is going to probably win big. That's a great movie.
That's my hope.
I feel like District 9 is going to be jilted, in my opinion.
It'll get Best Soundscape because there were no Star Wars movies.
Yeah, well, and there's also going to be
Practical effects. Have you seen the DVD and with the practical effects?
No.
They did some really serious stuff on that film. And it's heavily improvised makeup.
Oh.
It's heavily improvised.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that either. But the guy who plays Vikius, he's like, I'm more of an improviser than an actor, so I was really happy that we didn't have a solid script. But they had beats, but they Christopher Guest it. They went in and would just do scenes.
And then, so they would shoot it, and then they would make he would just predict where he wanted the thing to be, and then they would go in and
No, actually, the guy who does the, he's in the film.
Oh, really?
They did
a golem, on Lord of the Rings?
You know how they cut to other experts and stuff in the beginning and the end of the film? The one that's kind of the whole way through, that's actually the guy that plays Christopher Johnson.
Oh, now I gotta go see that movie.
I'm renting it on Blu-ray. You can look at the disc. That movie will get Best Soundscape and maybe some special effect awards.
I think that German dude, the guy who plays the Nazi, is going to win some kind of Oscar supporting actor. Yeah, in Glorious Bastard.
I would hope so, yeah.
I'm trying to think of...
Some French film will win something to deal with French.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of any other movie that kind of really stood out.
What, There's Julia nothing... and Julia?
No, nothing's so? Going to come out of that. Anything. I haven't seen it yet, but I don't think anything's going to come. I think it got
Best Meryl Streep. Maybe.
Meryl Streep got an award, Screen Actors Guild nomination for that.
I need to vote on those.
Yeah. What about this? I'm killing this topic, but...
Who's winning the Super Bowl?
Ooh. Let's see. I think it's going to be Colts.
Think Colts? Not the Saints?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I think that... I wish I could say that I was going to say this to be funny, but it's like, I feel like New Orleans hasn't paid enough. That's what I was going to say.
In 2010, they're hurt with another hurricane. You're going to feel really bad about this.
No, I'd be like, I'm smart. I need to go play the lottery. You misunderstand me. I live in California. I'll be fine.
Yeah. We only get earthquakes.
People will, here's the thing. I'm a big fan of, speaking of comics that people may not know of, I'm a big fan of Jen Kober. Mm. And because of Katrina, she came to Los Angeles and now she's doing pretty well as a stand-up comic.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah. So
because of Katrina,
I
spent 30 hours in a car. Long story.
30 hours in a car.
Rosie O'Donnell. And,
you were with Rosie O'Donnell?
After the Katrina in New Orleans, Nickelodeon, Rosie O'Donnell did one of those play in the park days for 8 hours. And I was awake for 24 hours solid.
Let's Just Play? Is that
It was one of the early Let's Just
Play. That's where you had to get vaccinated before you could go.
I did. Yeah, that helped out when I was
supposed
to
do one of those, but I couldn't do it, and I can't remember why.
They're not great. I mean, they're great. Yay! They're not great.
I was going to ask you if you had any New Year's resolutions.
I don't have any. I don't do those. I find them to be fleeting and unnecessary.
So what? You don't have to. That's the fun of it.
Well, because I'm a person who, when if I make a commitment, I would prefer to keep it. So if I make a commitment and I think that New Year's resolutions are often illegal vows because you're making a promise to yourself and you don't have the ability to uphold them. No matter how much you believe in yourself, you are powerless. I sound like I'm an AA right now.
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
Because you're blowing my mind.
You all right over there?
Because my first thought was that a promise to yourself you can't uphold.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, to me, that would be the easiest promise to uphold because to me, the idea of a promise is like, again, it's like, I get what you're saying. It's a two-way thing, but it's like, if I break a promise to myself, then I know I'm going to say to myself, yeah. No biggie.
Nah, you're going to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
No, but if you make a promise to yourself to say, I'm never going to eat another donut or something. Not that you would ever make this promise. Don't make this promise.
So I know somebody who has, and it's worked.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
That's impressive.
He calls it a five-year diet or something like that, and that it's every year he gives up something for 5 years or something like that was his plan.
And then it comes back on after 5 years
I don't know how he was only in like year four of it, and it was like a weight loss thing. Mm. So like I think the first thing he did was no fast food, and then he hasn't touched fast food for the past 4 years. And then the second thing he did was French fries. Mm. So, but if he went to a restaurant, he couldn't get fries with something. Yeah. And then, I can't remember what the last thing was, but the second to last thing was donuts. Then he gave up donuts entirely.
That's impressive.
And he's like, you know, it was the last one was, soda. Mm-hmm. He gave up soda. Oh,
wow. Well, see, I believe that you're powerless to make those sort of promises, compared to God's power. So if you ask God for help in not eating a donut again, you're far more likely to be able to do that than to say to yourself, because I don't have the... When I'm weak and I need to tap into some energy, I'm going to tap into me and be like, come on, me.
I get it.
Help me not eat a donut. Me's going to be like, eat the damn donut.
Yeah. I get it. It's an accountability thing where it's like you being accountable to you.
Yeah.
It's like what I'm saying. I can break a promise to myself.
Great.
But if you break a promise with God, your Lord and Savior, then it's like, I'm a bad person.
Well, he'll forgive you as well, but he will help you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. That's his deal. He's good at that. He's really merciful.
That's almost better than me breaking a promise with me then, from the way it sounds. It's like...
This is actually an argument in the Bible. Paul talks about this, about how people at the time were intentionally sinning to prove God's goodness. They're like, see how much better God is by how wicked we are?
That's disappointing.
You thought you came up with a brilliant concept.
I thought I came up with the first time.
It's been around for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
It stings a little.
I wonder how many people thought when I said, oh, that's disappointing. They were like, a whole group of people being like, let's prove this God thing.
Check it out.
Thinking that that's what I'm thinking, right? That's
internet.
Disappointing that human beings would do that. But you know instantly that I'm disappointed because I'm like, oh, I thought I would have been the first person to be like, I'm sure I'm not the first person in history, but I just didn't know it was like a mass movement.
Yeah, 2,000 years ago. That was a while ago. That was good stuff.
What was going on in 10?
I think I'm going to travel, I think, in the year 2010.
You're going to travel more? Yeah. Where do you want to go?
I don't know. Somewhere tropical. I want to go and visit.
Someplace not India?
Yeah, exactly. That'll be nice. Yeah.
Someplace where people don't poop on the sidewalk?
Yeah, exactly. No more of that. Be good.
No. Will your travel be another mission to a tropical place?
No, or relax.
More like a mission with an objective mission.
What do you mean? What's a mission with an objective?
Well, to me, like a mission is like a military mission. Uh-huh. And then you have the mission. It's like, hey, people, let's get on this Jesus bandwagon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bandwagon. Jump on.
Well, come on. I mean, I think if you jump on Christianity at this point, you're kind of a bandwagoner.
No way. It's less popular than it's ever been in our culture.
Yeah, but it's on the rise.
Believer.
It's on the rise.
Says who?
It's on the up and up.
What are you talking about?
I talk to you every week. Every week.
It's on your up and up.
It's on the up and up on my scale of reference. And it's like what they say in businesses, that one person represents 1,000 people who didn't bother to tell you.
Oh, so you're 1,000 new believers.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Well, I don't know. You can't call me a believer yet.
I'm not listening.
I haven't jumped on the bandwagon. I'm still hanging on to the Steelers.
What's the Steelers? Like the Pennsylvania Steelers?
Pittsburgh, yeah.
They're in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
Well, hold on. No, you said Pennsylvania, but I'm like, wait, because there are Steelers in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But then there's the Pittsburgh Steelers TM.
Oh, the football team.
Yeah.
I was talking about the...
That's who I'm deciding. I'm trying to see if they have what it takes. And right now, it's not looking good because they just got kicked out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, they're not.
So I'm like, maybe...
Probably not going to win the Super Bowl.
I'll be honest. I'm in the market for a savior.
No.
I'm looking now that the Pittsburgh Steelers have fallen.
Have you met Jesus?
I could meet him?
Yeah, I'll introduce you to him.
How is it? It's like...
Close your eyes, let's pray.
Will he sign something? Is it like one of those deals where I wait in line all day and I only get a picture, and it's a picture that he's...
Did you ever see Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Yes.
You
I don't remember it, but I remember seeing
really
it.
Old, bad, hilarious B-rated horror.
Yeah.
He, I believe it's in this movie.
Got a killer tomato.
Then there was this weird resurgence when we were in high school or junior.
They had a cartoon of it.
Yeah, for no reason at all, just somehow.
From what I remember, the cartoon was like a lighter version of the movie. It's like, but we're funny.
The tomatoes had characters. The movie was funny, but it was definitely like gory. They're eating.
Yeah, exactly. That's
stuff.
What I mean. Yeah.
But the I believe it's in this movie that the one of the advertisers is like, come in here. I want to show you an ad I've been working on my entire life to get this. And you don't see the screen. You just see their reactions to what they're watching. And he goes, it is me, Jesus Christ, for Pennzoil. The guy's eyes are like, what is happening? How did he get that?
Do you think Jesus could be sponsored by a...
you mean sponsor a Pennzoil?
No. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, well, let's... Hold on. Let's figure out a product. Let's play devil's advocate, literally.
Oh, man.
If there was a product out there that Jesus is going to be like, I could get behind this, what do you think it's... I would say
you'd probably be pretty big behind
the
Bible.
It's not a product. They give that away for free.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's actually something we talk about a lot, is that Christianity and Jesus isn't a product. And in our market, everything is supposed to be, like, you're supposed to have Coke, and I need to buy my new camera and my cell phone and something at IKEA. And religion and Jesus is not a product.
Like, okay.
You don't want him on the shelf or something, because he doesn't solve all your problems like Windex does, or says that it will. I buy this and I'm going to be sexy and have the man of my dreams and a baby that doesn't scream. Jesus doesn't promise those things.
Okay, so say, because here's the thing, he's going to be like Tiger Woods, and he's going to have multiple deals.
Not the Tiger Woods that just went through the scam with the 12
no,
women.
No, I'm not comparing that.
Okay, I was like, gosh.
No.
Reminds me of a very funny joke. You right over there?
Yeah, hold on. Oh, somebody just got online, I think, or something with the Skype, and I just don't want them to call us. Yeah, it's my mom. Let's get out of that. So let's pick a secondary like product like that. What would he really is he a Coke Zero guy? Is he a Pepsi guy? I feel like because of the, you know, the love connection thing, I feel like he's going to be pro Cheerios. Here's why.
Because of the low cholesterol?
Yes. It's heart healthy. That's their whole message. Who greater to be a spokesperson? Right. They've got the beef for the honey nut. You know what I mean? They get Jesus for the whole grain wheat. High in fiber.
Yeah, but his marketing, he wouldn't be down with like doing spoke like this is Jesus Christ for Cheerios. He would just be all right with holding the box when he's teaching, or he shows up, he's just sort of...
So like, he would be a little bit like
at NASCAR after they drink the Coke. That's
he's got it on his toga thing.
Yeah, he's got it. Just the heart labeled on there.
The heart with little Cheerios, General Mills.
I can see that. I don't think he's going to go for it. As a representative,
you don't think he's going to go with Cheerios?
Of his kingdom.
Honestly, you are kind of his agent.
Yeah, I am. As a representative of his people, I'm gonna say he's probably not going to be down with
that. Not with Cheerios. He's more of a Raisin Bran?
Oh,
with the sun?
No.
I mean, come on. The sun. It's
pagan,
like,
sun gods.
It's universal. No. He's the son of God. You know what I mean? Like, there's
that's a stretch for synergy.
All they got to do is slap a beard on that sun and boom.
He's a rapist?
Jesus.
That sun with a goatee. It creeps me out.
Wait, Jesus had a goatee? I thought he had a beard.
No, he did, but I'm saying if it had a goatee, if it jumped out of a box with a goatee, suddenly it's
two
not
scoops of your ass.
Stay away from my kid. The hell are you doing in here?
You kids want some raisins? The son from Raisin Man would be a horrible pedophile because he's offering kids raisins. Kids don't like like raisins anymore. They like candy.
That's why they have to put a damn sunshine in the box to get kids to eat it.
I mean, I could get, like, commercially, he could be successful because they got the whole child obesity thing.
Right.
But there's no way that you're going to get kids back on board. Listen, the sun made chick did it. Granted, the sun is a little bit, he's cartoony. He's got little Joe Camel going for him. Remember the sun made chick? She had the sun behind her and she's sitting there in this, like, baskets full of grapes.
Yeah. But that's different. That's a little different market. That's really for moms who are watching the programs with their kids.
But I just feel like if I'm going to try to get some kid in the back of my van, raisins aren't going to be the thing to do it. You know what I mean?
You've thought this through, huh?
Yeah. You haven't?
I can't honestly say I haven't.
Hold on. You're trying to say, maybe it's because this whole Christianity thing, but I'm just saying, you're saying that you never thought about, like, hey, if I all of a sudden wake up tomorrow and realize I'm a pedophile, what's my plan of attack?
Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't think of raisins. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying that I think this through. Like, I think through, like, but if I'm a serial killer, moment, who's going to be my victims? See, like, who?
That's because you watched Dexter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Who would be your victims?
Who would be my victims? Like, dude, like,
choose someone that's going to die in the year 2010. Or,
ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't. But
celebrity. Throw it out there.
Maybe I go celebrity because if I'm a serial killer, I want to be known. I live here in Los Angeles. Maybe it's easier. I figure I would have to get pretty good at, like, breaking and entering so I could kill people. Oh, if there's a celebrity now, no, do I want to go with the angle of, like, who deserves to die? Mm. Or do I want to go with the angle of who would be like, oh, why did he kill that? I feel like if I'm a serial killer, I would go with who deserves to die.
Okay.
And right now, because he's all a buzz, I would also want to be the serial killer who kind of, like a Dexter, gets a little vigilante-ish. Mm-hmm. So I go after Charlie Sheen. That's what I go after right now. I feel like I do a lot of people favors. This wife that he tried to beat the hell out of and threatened to kill, she gets some money, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The two kids he had with the hot chick from the James Bond movies, they don't have to worry about a crazy whacked out on Scooby Snacks dad. That's win-win for them.
This he's is not peace. The first podcast where we played kill somebody we can think of.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, but this is different. I mean, this is like...
You were trying to get Courtney to choose
this
somebody.
This is hand to mouth, literally. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I have to cover his mouth with my hand to, you know what I mean? That's just
please
wishing
don't
someone
be
dead.
An accessory to his murder. I really won't be. I'm asking you.
I won't be. He's not going to die.
Okay.
Yet.
Wow.
We're all dying.
True.
Let's see.
I'm going to choose, and I'm not choosing the serial killer route,
no?
So I don't want this person to die, nor do I want to imagine going off and killing anybody. But I suspect from a heart attack.
Oh, you're saying like who's doing a prediction.
From a heart attack, we will lose Stephen King this year. I think that's what's going to happen.
Whoa, that's way out there.
You think so?
Yeah, thinking outside the bun.
Well, because it'd be somebody you'd be like, oh, bummer. And the reason why is because just yesterday I was thinking, I've read one of his books. I've read The Stand. I am not a fan of Stephen King, but I'd really like to meet him simply because he can churn out a book so fast.
Yeah.
So I would love to see what kind of person he is that can be inspired and be so productive that quickly. I'd love to meet him.
But then why do you want him to die? Or why do you think he's going to die? Because you want to meet him? You're
because
like,
he's a great literary, he's American literary
and it's time
genius.
For yeah, a writer like, to die.
We just don't, you know, you don't get to hold on to those. Look at Michael Jackson. He was a genius at music and dance, and we lose him in his 50s. And Stephen King has been blessing us with so much in our culture for so long. We're going to lose him. That's my thought.
Speaking of predictions, I remember when I first saw that movie, Mr. Holland's Opus, and John Lennon died. And how it affected
what a random grab that
Michael
is.
Jackson. I'm
I know,
there.
But
that John Lennon, when he died, it affected the whole nation. I remember talking to my dad. I'm like, you know, who do we have in this generation? And I remember flippantly saying, well, Michael Jackson. But and I remember thinking, but the kid thing, I think, is going to get in his way. No, it didn't.
Mm.
Did not. I was wrong. Yeah. Wrong. Yeah. My call was Madonna.
Had he died a year after, like had he died now, or 6 months after his concert relaunched, it would have been a much more devastating thing. But he died, of course, working on the concert.
I don't know. I feel like timing wise, that worked out better. Like that whole
footage.
That movie's incredible, by the way. Like I don't, here's the thing. I'm sure there are people out there but he was accused of touching children, and maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid because honestly, like when I watched that movie, I didn't even think of that.
He was cleared of it in court. So,
But so was OJ. You know what I mean? There are people who get let off the hook that people
know.
After outside of the court don't feel like they're, well, you're not off the hook though.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If you write a book, because here's the thing. I feel like even though I thought he did it, right?
Who are we talking about now?
OJ. What if I said Michael?
I was like, wow.
Even though I thought he did it, and then the courts found that he didn't. I wasn't somebody who followed the whole thing because I think it was like 17 or something when all this was happening. But anyway,
you were younger than that.
Was I?
Yeah, because that it was 95.
Yeah. Well, 16 then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I just felt like when he came out with a book, like had I done it, this is what I would have done.
Right.
It's like. Really, dude? Really? Really?
Did he write a book called
that? Yeah.
Oh.
And the family had it pulled.
Yeah.
The idea was is that I can't remember. I think Scott Peterson also got hit. The reason that they have a criminal trial and then also a civil trial is because in the criminal trial, they decide how long he goes to jail. In a civil trial, they figure out punitive damages because usually why they have a civil trial now is because killers who become famous can write books and have movie deals and then they make the money off of it while they're sitting in jail for life. So what the families of the victims do is they sue them, and then they get the rights to the story.
Yeah.
If they do make a movie or write a book, they get all the money from
it. Right, exactly. And he had other charges against him, too. The court at the time was just about the murder, but then there was all the other things that he did in trying to escape them and forgery and all that kind of stuff.
So. And what does it say about me that I really wanted to read that book? Like, I really wanted to...
Of course, I want to read that book.
I wanted to have that moment of like, holy crap, this son of a bitch did do it. Yeah. Holy crap.
Well, I think the proof's in the pudding when 10 years later he broke into that Las Vegas and is like, well, you're really clearly not thinking straight.
There's something's going on, Juice.
Yeah, exactly.
Something's going on, my friend. Because that's what I felt like. I was thinking about that recently when I was listening to History of Howard Stern over the holidays. They had OJ on the show before he was convicted of murder, and it was just after him and Nicole had split up. And they had talked about how he had been charged with beating. Like, it was known that he was beating her when he was with her. And she said, and Robin said in the interview, she was like, you know, I just felt like that wasn't us, and we played nice, and that was not what we had done before then. And I know that I realized after that moment that it was not going to happen again. That if somebody came in there that was doing something that wasn't cool, that we were going to call it for what it was.
Wow.
And she was like, and she goes, and how unfortunate it was that we played nice, and he goes out on the radio and stuff, and then we didn't know what was going to happen. But it was, I think it was like 9 months later is when the murder happened or something from when he was on the show.
And so. You mean in the context of their conversation, they danced around the subject of him beating?
Never danced. It was like
it never even came.
If you listen, like Howard is just like, "Hey, OJ, oh my God, look at this guy. He's so amazing. He's bagging all these chicks and lot of." They never even talk about anything that could be considered weird about OJ at all. And she said, but everybody in the studio knew that because he just popped in. That was also the kind of the idea was that he just popped in because Gary saw him near the studios and said, "Hey, do you want to come in and be on Howard Stern real quick?" And what they should have done was nailed him, is what I guess Robin was kind of alluding to. Say, so what's up with you punching your girlfriend? And then he probably would have walked out at that point.
Right.
You never know. What if he panics and gets deer in headlights and just stays in there and takes it?
Right, and starts to talk about it. Or starts swinging there in the booth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I
why not? I mean, the guy clearly had an anger issue.
Yes.
Has an anger
issue. But I remember thinking...
No, he's in jail, right?
Yeah. I don't know if he's in jail. I just know that he's convicted, and so he's supposed to serve time for
him
the
and
Vegas
Scott Peterson.
Thing. Yeah.
How long is that dude in for?
Scott Peterson? I think life. Yeah. I think Scott Peterson.
He's not
I could look it up.
For good,
but
released early for good times.
Scott Peterson. But what I was thinking, what I was going to say was that he, I remember thinking while I was listening to this interview with OJ that it was like, no wonder that guy went into that thing in Vegas. Like, what if you had literally committed murder and gotten away with it?
Oh,
that's
a
big confidence booster.
And that much time. You're like, I could do
exactly.
this.
Exactly. Like, I could do anything. You know what I mean?
I'm OJ. I could kill Michael Jackson.
What if he did it?
Oh,
coming full circle.
That's good.
Hey,
how are we doing on the end of the show times there? You have any plugs you need to make?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Good call. That is the end of the time. Well, I want to answer this question real quick, although people could Google it themselves.
Wow, we're here for it.
But
we're
it
a
says,
Google service. You know what, folks? Instead of writing Google, just send us an email, and we will Google it for you on the
I'm curious.
So
less than a day after being sentenced to execution, Scott Peterson was taken before dawn Thursday to San Quentin State Prison, located overlooking where the corpses of Lacey were found. Peterson becomes the 644th prisoner awaiting death in the execution chamber at San Quentin State Prison. Peterson, who was sentenced to death Wednesday, left the San Mateo County Jail San Quentin 3:10 a.m. Thursday, secured with... So, yeah, they have a... How many people can they kill in a year?
Yeah,
that's a lot of people to be feeding. I know I'm getting all rednecky, but that's a lot of people to be feeding that we know are going to die.
Yeah, it's interesting because it seems like you can knock those guys out in a day.
Yeah, exactly. 644 of them.
Yeah.
Lock them in a room, chuck a grenade in, and boom, done.
Sounds humane.
Yeah.
But it'd go quicker than a chair
exactly.
and less dramatic.
Yeah.
I mean, really, because the car accident stuff, you can die instantly. And those electric chairs, just the anticipation alone could kill you.
There's nothing humane about it. But hey, that's the other thing that bothers me, not to open up a whole new jar of worms, but can of worms? Or
no, I love the jars of worms.
Oh, they're the best, because you can see what's coming.
Yeah, and you put the lid on the top of the jar, you get a couple. Slice them right in half. Those jars of worms are the best.
We get in there. Oh, that's not supposed to be that. That happened. Oh, ruin the ending.
Hey, and congratulations, audience. You took that bit well. Just in case you don't know, we did not record this episode at the beginning of 2009.
Exactly. And you know what? I might not put a thing at the beginning. I'm just going to give my days out because then I think it would ruin that whole thing
that's
that we
right.
have. Let's let it roll from there.
Amen, brother.
I'm going to be January 5th. No, that's right. January 5th
Natalie,
through 10th.
Why are you eating the prefab cookies when you made those incredible cookies?
Because I want chocolate chip.
How can... Oh, my gosh. She made the best cookies on the planet, and she's breaking out some Chips Ahoy.
Chocolate chip cookies without the chocolate chips. Justin loves them.
Yeah.
January 6th through 10th, I'm going to be at Laughs Unlimited in Old Sac. January 13th through 17th, I'm going to be at the River Center Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas. January 27th through 31st, I'm going to be at the Funny Bone in Omaha, Nebraska. Also, real quick, if you haven't already seen the Facebook updates or the Twitter, we now have a store. We have a store that you could go... You could buy T-shirts that have the Second Funniest Podcast logo. You could get T-shirts that say, I regret everything, including maternity shirts. Hails to the yes. And then we have a few ONG strings that say, touch the Muppet Baby. So check that out. And vote for us on Podcast Alley. And thank you for listening and all of that stuff. Natalie, how are your cookies? Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
That's the second grossest thing I've heard all day.
Oh, gosh. And now I hit the same song again. There we go. This is what I wanted to play. Little Iron Eagle.
Ooh, nice.
For anybody who's a fan of that.
Huge in 2010.
Oh, it's going to be big. It's coming back. Nickelback is going to remake this. They're going to cover it.
Bastards 2. Welcome to Vietnam.
Okay, bye.